Very nice. No, art school. No, they're flying her in too. It's very chosher.
She can watch what you eat.
Yeah, that's it.
I know someone's going to be there. My son learns in Schottenstein Kogel in Yerushalayim. It's a little Kogel.
Oh, it's still, there was one. It stopped. It's still going.
It's small, but the Rosh Kogel is going to be there.
He better not let Meir Zlatowicz catch him soliciting money from anyone. He better be careful. Okay, we're learning now Shmaitzah Beis Perek Chof, and Shmaitzah has said a few chidushim in this, and now he's really in the middle of his main chidush, which is that Yakir, you could have a din of Yakir. Well, he said a few things. He said Yakir is not only Lifsol, but also Lahakshir. And Yakir could be if you're relying on someone else. Yeshua here asked a tremendously good question, but the answer was also very, very good, and it really gives us an insight into the whole Inyan, because the question is so good, and like every good question, opens up the door to understanding the sugya. That if you're believing the other person, it's just almost irrational that you, the other person wouldn't be believed and you're believed. So you can say it's exeris hakosa, but it's that makes it almost like tsaras, that if it's the father's believed, if it comes out of his mouth, like the kohen, if the kohen says tomei, it's tomei. So the Talmud Chacham tells the kohen, say tomei, say tohar. So that's where you find that if the Talmud Chacham would say it, it wouldn't be chal tsaras. But the Kohen says it, but he's only parroting what the Kohen told him to say. That I spoke about that once in a speech on Shabbos. That's also a pella. I mean, the Torah doesn't do that. It's not a game. It doesn't make sense. It has to be, what's the rationale of that? That also has to be, okay, but we're not going to go into that now. But Al-Kabonim, there you have that dynamic that
of the Madrega of
That he's not believed, but if I say what he says, but here it's like irrational. To say it's Xeris HaKodav, the father says Yakir, the same way the Kohen says Tommy by Mitzoyra, is not, it's just sinished. It's not. So we said, Adarabba, that we've been saying all along that although the Shemaitre doesn't speak it out, it really only B'chlal makes sense to say the whole Yisoy, that if you know because someone else told you and you believe that person, that you're believed, it's only with the Madrega, that is a halachic Madrega. It is a halachic Madrega called Emnu, Nemun Alai Kevei Trei. That's the expression. He's Nemun like two Edim. And we said over Gemara Krisus, that Gemara even says it blibes that you know. That's a beautiful phrase. But the phrase was taken from a Gemara, based on Psukim, that you can't bring a Karbon unless it's Ohoda Elav Chatoso, that you know you sinned. V'lo she'yodi yuhu acherim, and not that others told you you sinned. And yet if two Edom told you you sinned, you have to bring a korban. And the Rishonim all speak out, because two Edom, when you're not denying, you don't say that you know better, you know differently, it blibes that you know. That's like, you know.
Would it be the same thing in this case though, if your friend who you believe to that Madrega told you that to bring a Korban Chatos, the same thing? Or would you literally...
L'chari, you're right. Yeah, to be consistent, we'd have to say that, yes. But again, the belief is so strong that he would never lie in anything he told me. And the Chafetz Chaim says in Uchus Lashon Hara, that it really halachically does not exist, b'sman hazeh, that someone should have such an emunus. So I guess you could have, you know, like I said, the legendary figures of Rav Pam Zatzal and Rav Yankel Zatzal, you know, as you say, Rav Moshe also, I'm sure, never lied. But for some reason, Rav Pam and Rav Yankel were miyuchad and known as being miyuchad in this midos ha'emes. So, okay. So now we're up to the Yisyashiv is Ekushas Atoisus, Perigay Zehu Neshach. Yeah? The Yisyashiv is Ekushas Atoisus. Atoisus in Bav Metzia asks Akasha on the Sugyan Ksubis. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara, the Vimaschal Osamori Ayan Sham Shehikshu. Bahod the Parach Hashas. Now, the Gemara, again, the famous, not famous, the quote we're dealing with is, L'may Nechesh Lo, what's the problem? Chada de Hakamoide, number one, the Oru says it's from him, which, according to the Shmaitzer, we now know means the Oru's Din of Yakir, based on him believing the Arusa. It does not mean that he was with her every moment and he knows it was from him. And Va'od, we paskon Rabbi Gamliel. So Tosfos says, so that means the Va'od, normally you say Va'od, it means the second reason stands alone and doesn't need the first reason. You say reason number one and reason number two. But the famous, the question that all the Rishonim ask is that by Anoris Va'arusa it's Rof Psulim, because she's an Eishes Ish to the whole world except for the Arus. And by Rof Psulim you don't do the Rabbi Gamliel Lechatchila, right? So the answer is that the Gemara asks that, and the Teretz says that b'di'evet, this is called b'di'evet, because or else she'll be asura to the oros, we'll have to give her a get. So that's called b'di'evet. Okay. So Tosfos asks, but on the question of the Gemara, shehikshu b'dabarach b'shas uvahoki loy moidim, if the oros is not moidim, machshir am gamliel. Right, right. That's the Gemara's question. Good. Umay porich. Now we're in Tosfos. Tosfos asks, what was ever the Gemara's question? Name of the hach va'od halacha krama gamliel ataima kamo kosamich to hakamoide. Tosfos will now go on to say that in Shas, when you have the Gemara saying reason number one, for oid, reason number two needs reason number one. So, Tosfos will bring a raya in a second that you have such a, the way, that's the way the Gemara talks. In other words, it doesn't, it says that even if Rabbi Gamliel would only be b'di'evet in such a case, because it's Rav Psulin, but the Hodas Ha'orus is enough to bring it up to the level that we would do it even l'chatchila. We don't need it only b'di'evet. That's Tosfos kasha. That why don't we interpret the Gemara that way? Why doesn't the Gemara interpret the Gemara that way? Rabbi Yosef said, first of all, he was moideh, and va'od we pass on Rabbi Gamliel. So now the Gemara asks, what do you mean you pass on Rabbi Gamliel? But this is Rosh Psulim, and we don't pass on Rabbi Gamliel lechatchila only b'di'evet. So the Gemara gives a very nice answer, but Tosfos wants to know why the Gemara even asks the question. Look, there's a not unusual interpretation of the ode that says the ode, and you still need a little of the first answer in this case to make it lechatchila. Let's take a peek at where you have such a thing. The Bechaygavno Amrinon, Tosfos says we find a loshen like that in the ninth perek in Ksubis, Perek HaKosev. Okay, someone gave Rav Miyasha a pikadon of seven pearls wrapped up in a sack. Rav Miyasha died suddenly, and he didn't tell his children about them. All right, we know the story, so we're looking at it from above. We know the story. He didn't tell his children about them. The person came and said, "These pearls are mine." And he gave a simon. He gave a very simon muvuk. He gave a simon. And the Yerushim say, "Look, we don't know. Maybe it's our father's. We don't know. Maybe our father owned these seven very expensive pearls." So Ravami got the Din Torah and he said, "Chada, first of all, Deloy Omid." First of all, we know that Rav Miyasha would not have had such pearls. He was not a rich person. He wouldn't have had such pearls. This is like Bori Vishema, right? The guy's coming with a Bori, maybe he has to make a Shrua. At the time of the Gemara, he probably would have had to make a Shrua to get it. But the whole idea of taking it from them is based on, first of all, Rav Miyasha was not rich. This is pretty much, we know pretty much that this was not his. But Od, the Hayoev Simona, the Mafkid is giving a simon. So now, the Hach Taima Deloy Omid, here is the other way around. The first reason is would not be independent. Taima Deloy Omid Loy Mahani Klum, Ela Mitzirif Time of Basra de Kayor Simona.
That would actually be enough.
Wait, what is he saying? In other words, if he would be Amud, then we wouldn't care about the Simon. He's saying that if he would be Amud, if he would be Amud, right, neither is sufficient. If he would be Amud, then certainly a Simon would be no good. There would be a regular Cheskos moment. It would be Cheskos Demes. You can't be Moitzi moment just because you give a simon if it's because the other person. Elamai the Chazok is flawed because he's Loyomid. But just because of Loyomid, you don't give it to this guy. Who's this guy? It's because he gave a simon. So here it's a little different, unless that's what Tosis means there also. Here it's Va'oid, it's not and second of all, meaning each reason stands independently. It's number one, number two, and you need them both to work. So here also asks Tosis, why doesn't the Gemara say the Oris is Moda, and that's what the Gemara means. The Oris is Moda, and we pass like Rabban Gamliel, and that will equal going with Rabban Gamliel even against Reif Psul. L'chatchila. So that's Tosis Kasha. Now the Shmaitzer takes over. L'fimashik Asafti Nicha. The Hachiv and Domer Rav Yosef Lamai Nechush law, which is a sweeping lashon. What are you afraid of? Relax. What are you afraid of? Umashma bein levlad bein leisha. Oh, once you say that, you have to say it's two reasons. Vachtaima deloimoy the kamoy deloimani klal leisha. Right? It's a sweeping phrase. Lamai Nechush law. She's okay. The vlad's okay. His being moida that it's from him certainly has nothing to do with the Isha. It doesn't help us with the Isha. He doesn't know if she was Mazana with someone else or not, right? It's only Yakir, we said. It's for the Vlad. But on the Isha, I think, the Efshir laid the Babirer, the Efshir of Kira Atzma Gam Kinli Yakir. Mahani Hachtaima Elal of Vlad, the Betaris Yakir, because he's believing her. So there's a din of Yakir.
But if he's believing her to that level of belief,
yeah,
then
that doesn't help to be machshir ha. He has no right. That's his inyan. In his inyanim, he's believing her, but he has no right to say that lemoshel she's kosher lekahuna. That he has no power over her for an outside din. It's only an internal din. So that's yakir is his nemonis to say this blood. But on her, he has no special naimonis. That's like what the Chavetz Chaim says, you can't use this din to, let's say you're giving stucker to an ani. And someone comes and tells you he's a faker, he's not really an ani. And to you, this person is like super duper naimon. So the Chavetz Chaim says, you can't parlay your believing this guy to mess up the ani. So you're not allowed to stop giving him. Even though, if it would only be a question, you're not over the issue to believe it, because you believe it. But you can't believe someone and through that be mafsid someone else. You have no right. You have no right to believe someone to mess up a third body. This whole lineage of believing someone is only when it's exactly, that's what I was looking for, thank you. When it's a self-contained din, but he can't go outside and say, I believe him, so I can be, he can't walk in with the guy and say, oh, I can be Moitzi Momen from you, because I believe him. Right? So that's the point here too, it's only Yakir. Aval ha'achshur so isha lo mahani Yakir. V'chivan dein oris yochol leida b'birur, v'mkein tzvichal ha'achsheru di isha v'shemer magamliel. V'shemochi porich. So that's like a whole dynamic in itself. So then we ask, but that's the trope Sulim. So in other words, so the Shmaitz is answering Tosis Kasha by saying that the sweeping lashon of Lamai Nechush law carries an implication that we're talking about both her and the Vlad. So Therefore, obviously, we know that the two terutzim are two different terutzim. The oros being moder would be for the vlad, and the old chi would be for herself. And on that, we have the kasha, leikaroi psulim, and that's only b'diev, alakatila, and the terutz of the Gemara that since she would have to get divorced from the oros, it's called b'diev. Very nice. For the cause of a Rambam, says the Shmaitza, as we come into the. For the cause of a Rambam, Zelashono, O Shomer, Laploni, Hamams, and Nivalti, O Laploni, Hanosin, Afilu, O Saploni, Modish, Shumimeno, Areza, Hayulut, Safik, Mamzer, because she has no din of Yakir, and Kishem, Shazinsim, Ze, Kachzinsim, Acher, and so the Mayrish, and Amamelud, Varel, so there's no Yakir dynamic, Mitzido, who said he believes it to that level of belief, so there's no Yakir in this case of the Rambam. Okay, Vikala Medak. Ready? We're coming into the home stretch. I'm sorry, thank you very much, really. It's wonderful. I don't know where everybody is. They're missing out. They're missing a few days in a row. No, maybe. Vikala Medak, Levima Shekozova Beishmuel, the Betoiros Hakora Mahani, Hechad the Maimon Afilu Lonodolo Ba'as. Well, remember, this was the Yosod. He didn't make it up, the Shmaitz, so he got it from the Beishmuel. The Beishmuel really said it. Not the Feirish. Vimashik Asati, he was in the Yerusha, because it would be anything Yakir affects, it would apply to. Bishas Perigesh Neuchlin, the Porich, the Rabbonon, Yakir Lomeli. The Gemara Baba Basra, that he asks a question, why do you need the din of Yakir? There's a Migu, because you can give away the Nechosim, you can give a present. I think that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the kasha. The porich, the mishani b'tzorich hakeira. No, okay. The porich, but typically migu di boy yov lekula nichsay. You could give him the nechosim before you die. You can give him a matana. So why aren't you believed with that migu? It's a biyado, a little stronger than migu. That will learn a shmaitz above how biyado is stronger than migu. Ayin shalom perish rashbam. Okay. Well, if he mashik asavti. According to what I wrote, according to the Beis Shmuel, so the Gemara could have a teretz. Mashkachos l'shaper b'tzorech hekeira, el l'shov batzvo in the Yodeya, he also doesn't know, rak shosoyim b'chdaita yumamen l'ishto o l'acher, v'havel l'yakir, but the Bishamigu leko, kivin du gufe in the Yodeya, leko migu, as we said before, migu doesn't help you when the person doesn't know, when he admits he doesn't know. Migu helps you to be believed, but if you're admitting you don't know, you're just believing the other person, so the migu is like not going to accomplish anything. So that could be the case. The Gemara, so that would be a teretz to Rabbonon. Okay, the Gemara Maisa doesn't answer that. Rabbonon, who don't hold of Yakir to passel the child, they don't have Yakir. They don't hold a biyakir, so more only by Bechor. Right, because we have a migu, he can give away his mechas.
The migu doesn't work because why?
If he doesn't know, how can migu work? Migu, you know, it's like the Gemara in Yevamah says, if a woman, there's a certain case where a woman could say her husband died, she's believed. But if there's a milchama going on and this and that, then ironically she's not believed because we're afraid she saw him wounded and she saw him like about to die, and she is assuming he died. So she thinks he died, but she really didn't. We have such a chashash. Then the Gemara has a case of a migu where she has a migu. So the Gemara says bididomi is called. She thinks he died. So the bididomi migu doesn't help. What good is migu going to do? We're not afraid she's lying. We're saying she's mistaken. So why don't migu just perpetuate the mistake? She's believed, but she thinks he died and he didn't. So what do you mean she's believed? It doesn't give her a belief more so than if we're afraid that she make the mistake and she walked away before he died, then she thinks he died, she assumes he died. So then Migu can't help you. Smeagol can't help if you don't know.
Smeagol seems like a different kind of Smeagol.
I told you already. It doesn't matter. But if he doesn't know, Smeagol, at the bottom line, it gives him an emunus. If we would be Masupik, if he really believes that person, then we would be talking about Smeagol. He can give away a matana, and why don't we believe him? But that's not the issue. We don't have an issue. Do we believe him that he believes that person? We believe him, he believes that person. The issue is whether that helps, whether that's Yakir, if I don't know, and I'm only believing that person. So, but Smeagol's not going to add to that, either yes or no. Smeagol's not going to help us. When Mashiach comes.
No, I'm just saying, in other words, since he can give his money wherever he wants, so therefore, if he wants to say, somebody is, I want to give him money.
Right. So therefore he's believed. Therefore he's believed. He doesn't know, so you can't impart to him an emunus if he doesn't know. Okay. The Shmaitzer presents it as a question. Why didn't the Gemara answer this? So he presents the chap as a question. Why didn't the Gemara answer that the difference is if he doesn't know? The Efshus, he's going to answer the question. The Lididon, the Kaimelon, Krav Yehuda, the Avneman al Bno, Afilu Neged Chazaka, right? He then went to passel the son, even if he has a Cheskes Kashrus. Bahavalei Baal Din, Nami, Lezel Lomar, Shesomich Daite al Acher. He's believed Taka to say that he's relying, that he believes the other person. Only when there's no chazaka against, when there's nothing, right? They don't agree that the father has nemonos to go against a chazaka. How we understood up till now, the status quo of the situation up till now. But if the whole time it was Sarach HaKeira, it was murky and nobody knew, Rabbanu Namodah, you believe. Avu Rabbanu Kivin HaNegu Neged Chazaka, Shemeinu Muchzak B'Bechor, Eino Nemo Lachziko K'Bechor, Ela B'Tzorach HaKeira, meaning you never knew, so it's not against the Chazaka, Ela B'Tzorach HaKeira, the Nemo Nelo Elo Mishum Deleka Chazaka Lakisha. He's saying that this svara of the Beis Shmuel, that you have Yaakov even if you're relying on someone else, could gufa be dependent on the machlokas of the Rabbanan. Normally you'd say, even if the svara is true, it's true. Maybe according to Rabbanan, it's not relevant, because there's no din of Yakir in most cases. But he has a chap, that's the machlokas. In other words, according to and he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have a very strong belief, the father, even against the chazaka. So he calls him, it's like the father's the baldover, the father's the baldin. It's like this is something nogeya, the father. So we give him an emunus even against the chazaka. So therefore he could say he relies on someone else and have that work also. But according to Rabbanon, so maybe he bechal has, he's not a baldin. He's no yachson here. He's not a special, that's what he's suggesting. He's not the baldin. So if he's not the Baldin, so maybe he can't say, I believe someone else. As I told you before, I can't say I believe someone else to affect outside, what do you call it?
The self-contained
unit. So he's saying a very nice thought. It's a chiddush, it's a nice thought. that it's self-contained according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's, you see, he's treated like the Baal Dover, almost as if like the son is like a, you know, it's a son, but we're dealing with the father. So the father has an emunus even against the chazaka. So you see, we're dealing with the father. But if you, but according to Rabbanon, then we look at the father maybe as a guardian of the son. You know, so he has those special powers. He's not the Baal Dover. The son's the Baal Dover. So that would have the, and that's why he's not Neman. That's why Rabbanon don't hold of Yakir against the chazaka. So he's suggesting that would have another ramification, that he can't say, I rely on someone else, because it's outside the circle, outside the self-contained circle. Because it's a big chiddush, that gufa is the is a point of machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. Pashtus, you say, Rabbanon amoided to Rabbi Yehuda's outlook on relying on someone else, they just hold there's no din of yakir in most cases. The Shmaiz is being mechadish that that would affect the din, the chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. And therefore, to come full circle, so when you ask Kasha on Rabbanon, that what did he want? That the Kasha on Rabbanon that asked, why isn't the father Neman anyway with a migu that he could, so he asked, Mark should have answered, perhaps, that in a case where there's no migu, because he himself doesn't know, he's believing someone else. But if you work out the cheshbon that according to Rabbanon, you're not believed to say you believe someone else, so that answers his question very explicitly. So it's a chab.
But it makes sense, because Yaakov was really the source of Shaitis, or Beit Shmuel Svara, to say you have this biggest das.
Okay. I'll go. You should have warned me. You should have warned me. I don't know what to say. You want to say it for tomorrow night? I don't know what to say. What do you want me to do? I'm sure you don't want me to violate. You say, oh, maybe it's only 5 hours. 5.5 hours. Probably. You wait 3 hours, probably. Oh, South Africa, 3 hours?
Okay, I had a corned beef sandwich at 7 o'clock before I came here, so.
I'm flashing however you look at it.
Angel, yeah, that's like, you know, we want to be holy, you know? I'll say that. I was in a rush, you know? I actually got it from Sari Hassan. So, I put it in the refrigerator for different night or something?
Yeah.
That's exactly. If we put it in the refrigerator,
you want me to put it down in the fridge, in my fridge.
Would that be okay?
Obviously.
Sure. Let me show you.
But what happens if my wife's food finishes tomorrow? I can't tell her anything. I don't want to eat. We're checking the hatch.
Oh, yeah.
You hold that in? Here I see the hatch of Rambamut Mati Yehuda. So my heart sunk.
All angels' products have a bedatz, I guess. But you can't rely on it, you always have to check. No. What's in the bakery here?
I found some stuff that doesn't have bedatz here.
No, the store has here. But the same store in Scheinfeld does not have a bedatz, actually. What store am I talking about? Not angels. Yaleh. Yaleh, if the store has a bedatz, then yeah, if you trust the bedatz, the store has bedatz. To walk in and buy something off the shelf, but you can walk into a Goyish grocery store and buy this. It's packaged. It has a hechsher.
The Angel Bakery outlet in Beit
I don't want to say. You know something? I'm not a bubble. Yeah. Why don't you get a kashrus book for the shul? 10 shekel, very cheap. You can look up. But even that you can. Maybe it changed since it was printed. Yes, it's not Israeli Mahadran standards. But that's also the worst I could say about it. You know, it's W, it's fine, it has good people there, but it's not what has become standard Israeli Mahadran standards in terms of all the things Ospira gave a whole lecture on with all different things and how many chickens a minute and checking the Tzimus HaGidon and things like that. They don't keep to those standards. Okay, I'm speaking now. I'm giving a Trumas and Maestros.
Do you want me to put it in the forums?
No. I'm just...
I understand, we have Mazel
Tov. We finished Mites and Bays.
I'm going to give them right here. I got to give them.
No one in the world ever finished Mites and Bays. We're the first people in captivity to do so. Everybody peters out Shmaitza Aleph Perek Ches.
They go to the North Pole.
After Tukfa Kayan, after he answers the Rambam of Tukfa Kayan.
I got my Gimel, I'm ready to go. It's not easy, you can get that.
Well, let me go, I have to go upstairs.